Paramount, a Viacom company. Village Roadshow Pictures. VH1 Films, Music First. Live news footage of a huge crowd in Kuala Lumpur.
And here in Malaysia, there is an almost overwhelming sense of euphoria as the newly elected Prime Minister has given this impoverished nation the gift of hope, promising to raise the substandard minimum wage and end child labour once and for all. Already considered a living saint, he has become this small country's greatest hope for a thriving future in the new millennium.
Che cosa, Jaco? This is disgusting. How could you let this happen?
I have negotiated my butt off, Giorgio. I've tried bribes, I've tried gifts. I even sent him some pet oxen. I mean, they love that crap in Malaysia. But he won't budge.
Listen, 50% of my inventory is manufactured in sweatshops on the Malaysian border. Something has got to be done.
If Malaysia goes, what is next? My entire panty line is made in Vietnam.
We'll all go bankrupt within a year. The Malaysian must be eliminated, Mugatu.
What? No, I don't have time for this.
Perhaps you'd rather go back to churning out novelty neckties and heckin' sec.
But my new fall line is almost due.
And I trust you would like to live to see your spring line as well.
The Malaysian Prime Minister visits New York in 14 days. Do it then.
14 days? That's Fashion Week. It's impossible. I have a show.
It's perfect. Invite him to be your guest of honor.
That's not enough time. It takes months to recruit and train an operative.
What about Fabio?
Too smart. This is a rush job. He's got to be extremely dim-witted.
You know the profile, Jacobin?
A beautiful, self-absorbed simpleton who can be manipulated and molded like jello.
Or cookie dough.
Or Play-Doh.
Any kind of dough.
The point is, we need an empty vessel. A shallow, dumb, vacuous moron.
When he's finished, we dispose of him.
But who? I mean, where in all of God's green goodness am I going to find someone that beat-headed?
Derek, I just have a few more questions, if that's okay.
Cool.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in a spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good-looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good-looking.
Right. What would you say your trademark is, if you have one?
Well, I guess the look I'm best known for is blue steel.
What's that look like?
He turns right and gives an intense pout.
That's impressive.
And that is Ferrari and the Tigra. The Tigra's a lot softer. It's a little bit more of a catalog look. I use it for footwear sometimes.
Can I see that?
He gives an identical pose. Paramount Pictures and Village Roadshow Pictures present.
Look, without Derek Zoolander, male modeling wouldn't be what it is today.
He is a fashion icon.
So do you spend a lot of time working on these looks, thinking about them?
Oh, sure. I've been working on Magnum for at least the last 8 or 9 years.
Magnum? That's intriguing. Can I see that?
Are you kidding? I shouldn't even be talking about it. It's nowhere near ready.
It's almost like there's a light around him. He exudes beauty.
I think about Derek every time I design a collection.
Derek, I don't know if you're familiar with the belief that some Aboriginal tribes hold. It's the concept that a photo might steal a part of your soul. I mean, what are your thoughts on that as someone gets his picture taken for a living?
That blue steel look he does, oh my gosh, style and hair. You know, it's almost like the new afro for the white man, but it's beautiful.
Well, I guess I would have to answer your question with another question. How many Aboriginals do you see modeling?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fashion industry's biggest night, the VH1 Fashion Awards.
Zoolander.
There he is, three-time male model of the year, Derek Zoolander. He's like a muse. Proud owner of Blue Steel, the look that made him the legend he is today.
He's almost too good-looking.
Hey, Paco!
That would be my main turn in, considering a relationship.
A man with flowing blonde locks and a white Afghan coat leaps through the air on a scooter and lands on the red carpet.
And that's who Derek Zoolander is defending his title against tonight. Hansel. Rookie sensation who has burned his way in the eye sockets of the fashion world and left them clawing their faces for more.
Ugato Sox support the Prime Minister! Ugato uses slave labor!
You hate to see something like that at an event like this. Ugly protesters bothering beautiful people. There's no denying Jacobi Mugatu has been accused of exploiting cheap Malaysian workers to make his and most of the garment industry's clothes. Derek.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
You're going for your fourth straight Male Model of the Year award tonight. Come on, you're nervous?
Well, there are a couple of little butterflies in my basket, but I think I'm doing okay.
We also hear you're working on a new look. Can you tell us about it?
Actually, I can't, Steve, because it's not yet perfected. But I can tell you that it's called Magnum.
Whoa,
if I tell you anything else, this guy's going to kill me.
Get that right. How you doing, Steven? More balls, Steve. Balls, models.
Man who needs no introduction. Maury, you've handled every important male model for the last 30 years. Derek's chance is tonight.
Let me tell you something. Nobody can touch Derek.
Nobody!
I gotta get inside. I'm sweating like a schmuggler with all these lights and fishing cast.
Zoolander and Hansel exchange hostile pouts across the red carpet as cameras flash around them.
Derek! Are you worried about Hansel?
Not as much as I'm worried about Gretel. Hey! Put that Hansel and Gretel line in your article. I want people to know how funny I can be.
Oh, believe me, they'll know. It hits newsstands tomorrow. Excuse me, Mr. Mugatu. Mr. Mugatu, Matilda Jeffries, Time Magazine. Any comment on Prime Minister Hassan's wage increases for Malaysian garment workers?
No, he has no comment.
Why don't you let him speak for himself? Isn't it true you'd like to see the Prime Minister out of power so he can continue exploiting cheap Malaysian labor?
Hey, Mugatu! Screw you and your little dog, too!
Look out, you've got an egg!
Hey, let go of me!
Yes! Yes. Wow. I just can't tell you how much this means to me to be the first recipient of this beautiful award.
We have a serious problem on our hands, Maury. This Malaysian thing is getting out of hand.
Hey, Jaco.
With this, the slash you mean, it's you consider me the best actor slash model, and not the other way around.
This proposed wage increase could ruin all of us. I need to take care of soon. I have people to answer to.
All right, now to the important stuff. These ain't no slashes, folks. These are the pure breeds. Here are the nominees for Male Model of the Year.
Young, hot, brash. With more covers in his first year than any rookie model ever. And an attitude that says, who cares? It's only fashion.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
I hear a lot of words like beauty. And handsomeness and incredibly chiseled features. To me, that's like a vanity that self-absorption that I try to steer clear of. I dig a bungee. I mean, for me, it's just the way I live my life. I grip it and I rip it. I live with a lot of flair. I live it on the edge where I gotta be. I wasn't like every other kid, you know, dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree. Richard Gere is a real hero of mine. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that. I care desperately about what I do. Do I know what product I'm selling? No. Do I know what I'm doing today? No. But I'm here, and I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Hansel.
Everybody cheers, including Mugatu.
Over the past decade, male modeling has had a shadow cast over it by one man. And five syllables. Dare.
Exulander.
Modeling to me isn't just about being good looking or having a lot of fun and being really, really good looking.
A Japanese advert and a calendar with the same pose for every month.
The calendar was great because it gave people a chance to see a side of my versatility. The original Greek word model means misshapen ball of clay, and I try to think about that every time I get in front of a camera.
Three-time Male Model of the Year, Derek Zoolander.
Maury claps enthusiastically, and Hansel graciously applauds Zoolander.
And the award goes to...
Lenny Kravitz opens the envelope.
Hansel.
Zoolander punches the air in celebration and gets up from his seat. Hansel's celebrations cease when he notices Zoolander strutting down the aisle towards the stage with overwhelming confidence. Mugatu looks intrigued.
Thank you, Lenny.
Hansel gets on stage.
Wow. You know, a lot of people said winning this award 4 years in a row couldn't happen. Well, I guess I should...
Lenny interrupts Zoolander and whispers into his ear. Maury slaps his head in embarrassment as Zoolander turns round and sees Hansel standing in front of a huge screen which reads, Hansel, winner. Mugatu to Maury.
I think we found our solution, Ballstein.
No, not Derek.
He's perfect, and you know it. Now make it happen.
Oi, it stings me like a fissure in my ass, but you're right. He's ready.
Zoolander bursts out of the back door of the venue into a blitzkrieg of press photographers. He marches through the crowd, getting knocked to one side by another man. He leans over a puddle and reaches out to touch his reflection.
Who am I? I don't know. I guess I have a lot of things to ponder.
Hey! The results are in, amigo! What's left to ponder? Nice comeback!
Covered in mud from the puddle, which a car splashed him with, Zoolander wanders through Times Square beneath the glitzy advertisements which adorn the buildings. He glances up at a poster of himself, which is swiftly covered over by an image of Hansel, male model of the year. Footage of his mistake at the ceremony is being shown on a huge screen, with the words, Confused Loser Zoolander Tries to Steal Award. He returns home to an empty flat, with a poorly spelled banner which reads, Congratulations, Derek, 4 years in a row, but the four has been crossed out and replaced with a three. He looks at his distorted reflection in a giant spoon propped up against a wall. He lies down on a bed, his muddy face streaked with tears. Through his misery, he still manages to perform his blue steel look.
I can't stand Hansel.
I know, right? Riding in on that scooter like he's so cool.
And the way Hansel combs his hair.
Or like doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikas, duh, okay. I knew that.
Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikas. I just didn't get it right away.
Earth to Brent, would you guys stop it already? Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking? I mean, maybe we should be doing something more meaningful with our lives. Like helping people.
Derek, what people?
I don't know. People who need help.
Models help people. They make them feel good about themselves.
They also show them how to dress cool and wear their hair in interesting ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Know what could really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Yeah!
Yeah! Come on, man! Yeah. Come on!
They're cruising down the street in an open-top 4x4, drinking orange mocha frappuccinos. They're each wearing different coloured outfits with matching sunglasses and waving at people in the street as they pass. They pull into a petrol station, and whilst Brint, wearing red, grabs the pump, Zoolander in yellow starts to clean the windscreen. Zoolander playfully splashes Rufus in blue with water, who sprays him back. Both Brint and Mikas join in with the water fight, and soon the four of them are leaping around the car like a rainbow-coloured dance act. Zoolander notices a man across the street looking at a magazine with his photo on the front. The man dumps it into a bin. Zoolander wanders over and picks it up. Out of my way. The title reads, A Model Idiot, with a picture of Zoolander pointing to himself, wearing a I'm with Stupid t-shirt.
Derek Zoolander, a model idiot.
Zoolander looks back at his friends, who are now spraying petrol over each other as though it's water. Zoolander smiles to himself, then his expression turns deadly serious as he notices Brint lighting a cigarette.
Brint!
A fireball engulfs the car and the petrol station explodes, sending a Frappuccino cup flying through the air. Three identical coffins.
Rufus, Brint, and Mikus were like brothers to me. And when I say brother, I don't mean like an actual brother, but I mean it like the way black people use it, which is more meaningful, I think.
If there's anything that this horrible tragedy can teach us, it's that a male model's life is a precious, precious commodity. Just because we have chiseled abs and stunning features, it doesn't mean that we too can't not die in a freak gasoline fight accident. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to announce my
Suddenly, a DJ starts playing, and everyone turns their attention to Hansel, who's just arrived.
Hansel, so hot right now. Hansel.
I would like to take this People! I'd like to announce my retirement from the male modeling profession. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more to life than being really, really good looking. And I plan on finding out what that is. Thank you.
Mr. Mugatu, if I could just have a moment of your time, please, sir. Just 1 minute of your time, please, sir. Derek, hey.
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was? How could you have written those terrible things about me?
Look, Derek, my editor put that headline on it, okay? I'm sorry. I know it came off kind of harsh.
Yeah, well, fortunately for you, not too many people I know read your little Time magazine or whatever it's called.
Look, maybe you could do me a favor. All I'm trying to do is get some background information on Mugatu.
Mugatu? If you knew anything, you'd know Mugatu's the one designer who's never hired me.
Come on, there's got to be some...
Sorry, lady. Not interested. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got an after-funeral party to attend.
Go back home. You're overreacting.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
What about us? We built this place together. Look out! Tushy squeeze!
Maury.
Derek, when I met you, you were a junior petite who couldn't book a goddamn Sears catalog and who couldn't turn left to save his ass. Now look at you.
I can turn left.
Yeah, right. Derek, please. Some male models go left at the end of a runway, others go right. You got a lot of gifts, but hanging a Louis just isn't one of them. Sit down. Hey, you want to hear some great news? Mugatu wants you for his new campaign.
Didn't you hear me, Maury? I just retired.
But this is Mugatu, Derek. Right now, this guy is so hot, he can take a crap, wrap it in tinfoil, put a couple of fish hooks on it, and sell it to Queen Elizabeth as earrings.
Derek, you're the laughingstock of the entire fashion world. What do we do when we fall off the horse?
Zoolander silently repeats the phrase to himself.
We get back on.
Sorry, Maury. I'm not a gymnast. I'm going back home. I need to get in touch with my roots, figure out who I am. See you around, Maury.
Oy.
Coal mining country, southern New Jersey. Zoolander's walking along a rural mountain pass, dressed in a full-body snakeskin suit with matching shoes and wheelie suitcase. He approaches a group of miners.
Hey, Pop.
Three men with the same frizzy hair as Zoolander turn round.
It's me. Scrappy? Luke? You remember your brother, right?
What do you want?
I thought maybe I could work the mines with you guys. You know, all the Zoolander men together again, like when we were kids.
Times have changed, boy. You wouldn't last one day down those coal pits.
Can't you even pretend to be happy to see me, Pop?
Damn it, Derek. I'm a coal miner, not a professional film or television actor. Now do us all a favor and get out of here.
Pop, wait! Please! Give me a chance. I won't let you down, I promise.
In Mugatu's imposing monolithic skyscraper.
Hold very still. Very still. I'm working right now. This.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did my pen get in the way of your ass? Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately or get out of my building like now! Get out! I'm so tired. No, Todd, not now.
It's Maury.
Tell me something good.
You may have to start looking for someone else.
There is no one else. The show is in 10 days, Ballstein.
Jocko, I hear you, but the kid's mixed up.
He went home. He's talking about going off to Ponder and tutoring underprivileged retards or some shit.
I don't care what it takes. Get him back. We're running out of time. Capiche?
Yeah, I capiche. Now, if I can only capisce. My prostate's flaring up like a freaking tiki torch. Give me a little pee-pee.
Come on.
A couple of drops.
That's what I'm talking about!
Luke, Scrappy, and Zoolander's dad are in the mine operating heavy machinery. They stop and stare with bemused expressions as Zoolander struts through the tunnel stripped down to his vest and clutching a pickaxe. He swings the pickaxe back, but it slips from his hands, hitting another miner. Scrappy picks up a huge lump of coal, but Zoolander struggles to lift a tiny rock. His dad's about to swing a pickaxe.
Surprise!
Zoolander leaps out from the dark, his face blackened from coal, and makes his dad jump.
What the hell's the matter with you?
A bulb has blown in a neon sign on a pub so that it reads, The Mine Shat. Zoolander's in the bathroom, using the last of several bags worth of cotton wool pads to clean his face. His father and brothers are at the bar, watching an American football game.
Who's winning the match?
State.
I think I'm getting the black lung, Bob. It's not very well ventilated down there.
For Christ's sake, Derek, you've been down there one day. Talk to me in 30 years.
An advert comes onto the TV featuring Zoolander as half man, half fish. Scrappy and Luke appear embarrassed by the advert.
Moisture. The essence of wetness. And wetness is the essence of beauty.
Some old timers in the pub laugh at Zoolander's expense.
Why do you have to come back to this damn town?
Wanted to make a new life for myself. I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure, that my hair looks better done up with gel and mousse than hidden under a stupid hat with a light on it. All I ever wanted to do was make you proud of me, Pop.
With what, your male modeling? Prancing around in your underwear with your wiener hanging out for everyone to see?
You're dead to me, boy. You're more dead to me than your dead mother. I just thank the Lord she didn't live to see her son as a mermaid.
Merman. Merman!
Zoolander storms out of the pub into the street and looks up at the blanket of stars in the night sky.
Who am I?
Looking confused, Zoolander reaches into his pocket and pulls out a mobile phone no bigger than his thumb.
Hello? Derek, you hearing me?
God?
God? What the shit are you talking about? It's me, Maury. I hope you finish touching your roots because Mugatu's making you an offer you won't believe. You gotta get your tukas back here.
At Mugatu's headquarters.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was a little hesitant at first, Mr. Mugatu. I mean, you've never hired me before, and I've been around
for ages and ages. You've been around for a long, long time. I never wanted anything from you. And now you're retired. I can't have you. And it's funny how it switches like that. But now the forbidden fruit must be tasted.
Well, when Maury told me what you were willing to do, I...
Mugatu throws coffee over his assistant.
God. Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Jacobin.
Your mistake indeed.
Mugatu hands his white poodle to Todd. Then they exchange strange, flirtatious looks until Mugatu snaps himself out of it.
Yes, Derek. What Maury said I was willing to do for you. Let's get back to the reason that we're really here.
He runs across the vast room.
Without much further ado, I give you the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good.
The sign also reads, and who want to learn to do other stuff good too. Zoolander inspects the miniature model.
What is this?
A center for ants? What?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
He's absolutely right.
Thank you. I have a vision.
And so do I. Let me show you mine.
I can't help you, lady. I don't know nothing about Mugatu.
But you've represented every male model in each of his campaigns. You must have some kind of a relationship with him.
Even if I did, why would I talk to you? Shame on you how you picked on Derek Zoolander in that story. He's a sweet simpleton who never hurt a fly.
Please don't change the subject, Mr. Ballstein. What about Mugatu's exploitation of sweatshop workers in Malaysia? Do you have an opinion on that?
You want to hear an opinion? With a push-up bra, you could actually have a nice rack of lamb going on up there.
Let me show you the future of fashion. Let me show you... Derelict! It is a fashion, a way of life inspired by the very homeless, the vagrants, the crack whores that make this wonderful city so unique. And I want you, Derek, to be the face, the image, nay, the spirit of Derelict. It'll be your glorious comeback.
Sounds cool.
Derek, I'd like you to meet Katinka Inga Borgovnina. She'll be your day-to-day on the campaign. Let's get this model on his way. The big show is in 8 days, Derek. Like a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, so must you become derelict.
So you want me to sleep in the gutter?
No, we're sending you to a very exclusive day spa. So exclusive, no one knows about it. Our little secret, okay?
At the desk of Time magazine, a man places a pile of folders on Matilda's desk.
Matilda,
hey. Hey, Arch, what's up?
Nothing, I've just been up for a few days putting together these background articles on Mugatu you asked for.
Wow, very thorough, Archie, thank you.
It's weird, I mean, I couldn't get any info on him before 1995. It's like he just appeared out of the blue.
Really? That's strange. Yeah. Matilda Jeffries.
Keep pulling the sweater.
Excuse me?
Eventually the whole thing will unravel.
You mean, if you pull the thread, the whole thing will unravel?
Now you're talking, sister. If you want to know more, go to Pier 12. Things aren't what they seem.
The man has his hand in a glass capsule. Katinka leads Zoolander down a white corridor.
What kind of spa is this?
It's designed for deep, deep relaxation. Come, let's get you loosened up.
Matilda pulls up outside Pier 12, beside the car Zoolander and Katinka arrived in. Zoolander's being massaged. Matilda walks along the pier and enters a seemingly derelict building. Inside, it's a labyrinth of clinically white corridors. Matilda walks along a corridor, past a couple of glass doors, which glow bright white. She turns right and follows the same path Zoolander took. An ugly woman slapping Zoolander's buttocks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Derek?
He's aroused.
Matilda, what are you doing here?
I was... What are you doing here, Derek? I thought you quit the business.
Haven't you heard? I'm the new face of Mugatu's derelict campaign.
The masseuse tries to bat his erection, but it moves.
What do you mean, Derek? You said Mugatu never hires you.
Well, I guess he changed his mind. It's only the biggest campaign in the world ever.
What is this? Who are you? This is private property. Nils! I suggest you and your Kmart Jack and Smith collection outfit stay the hell away from Derek Zoolander.
Zoolander has a metal device on his head.
How do you feel, Derek?
Okay. When's the seaweed wrap?
You shut up now. I want you to relax and breathe deeply.
A DJ appears.
Breathe deeply.
Wrist cuffs snap shut on Zoolander.
I like this song.
Of course you do.
A video.
Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Welcome to your relaxation time. Let this wonderful 80s classic soothe you. Just a nice, warm, happy time. Happy, happy, happy. Nothing to worry about at all. Just relax.
Hey there, Derek. My name is Little Cletus. I'm just a regular kid who wants you to know the real truth about child labor laws, okay?
Okay.
They're silly and outdated. In the good old days, kids as young as 5 could work as they pleased, from textile factories to iron smelts. Yippee, hooray! But today, the age-old right of children to work is under attack. From the Philippines to Bangladesh, and China and India, and South America too. Boo-hoo! But you can help these children, Derek, by killing the Prime Minister of Malaysia. He is bad.
What?
You learned martial arts.
Cha, ha, cha.
Prime Minister of Malaysia, bad.
Martial arts, good.
Kill naughty man.
Kill naughty man.
Kill naughty man.
Obey my dog.
On the runway, you have one objective.
Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
Cardboard cutouts.
Do as you've been trained to do, and kill the Malaysian Prime Minister! Karate shot! Bad man! Awful man! In your little blue suit, your spiky black hair. Yeah. You're a super hot ninja machine!
He rips off the Malaysian Prime Minister's head, but it becomes his own screaming face. He wakes up in his bed and bangs his head.
Oh!
Derek, are you in there?
Hold your horses!
Derek, please open the door!
What a cuckoo dream.
Derek!
What?
Hey, are you okay? I've been trying to reach you for a week.
A week? What are you, having a whack attack? I saw you this afternoon, dum-dum.
That was last Friday.
Earth to Matilda. I was at a day spa. Day. D-A-I-Y-E. Okay? Look, I think I know what this is about, and, I'm very complimented, but not interested.
What?
I can't sleep with you, okay? My head is killing me, and
what are you talking about?
Okay, look, if you just want to fool around a little bit, or whatever,
hey,
cool, but...
I don't want to sleep with you! I've been trying to tell you you've been missing for a week. Would you look at the date? Mugatu's derelict show is tomorrow night.
I don't care what the date says.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Derek, what happened in that spa?
I don't know. A little massage, some aromatherapy. I mean, look, lady, you can't just come barging into people's lofts, wanting sex, then changing your mind, then telling them that they've been at a day spa for a week.
You have been in a day spa for a week.
So what? Do you understand that the world does not revolve around you and your do whatever it takes, ruin as many people's lives, so long as you can make a name for yourself as an investigatory journalist, no matter how many friends you lose or people you leave dead and bloodied along the way, just so long as you can make a name for yourself as an investigatory journalist, no matter how many friends you lose or people you leave dead and bloodied and dying along the way?
Derek, I told you I was sorry about that article.
Enough! My head hurts. And if it indeed is what day you claim it is, I have a pre-runway party to attend. Now, if you'll excuse me.
By the way.
What?
With your complexion, you really shouldn't be wearing your hair pulled back that tight.
What are you talking about?
It pulls back the skin on your forehead, creating a tension which clogs the pores. That's why you have some light pattern dryness around your scalp. Do you mind?
He licks his fingers and performs some high-speed hand movements and transforms her hair into a sleek, long, flowing style.
Cool.
Katinka watches from her parked car as Matilda leaves the building and runs her fingers through her hair.
I do not like Snoopy reporter with lack of fashion sense. Not one little bit.
Matilda's office.
Hey, I just emailed you all those Nexus Lexus searches on the male models who've appeared in Mugatu campaigns. It's pretty weird. It seems like all of Mr. Mugatu's models have a bad habit of dying young in freak accidents.
What?
Headlines: male model dies in freak gym accident and model crushed to death in tragic orgy.
Wait a second.
What?
Matilda enlarges the photos of the crime scenes and Katinka's in all of them.
What's going on?
I gotta go.
A club.
I don't want to hang out, okay? I just need to speak with Derek Zoolander, please.
I just thought the way that you handled losing that award to Hansel, and then you sort of laid low for a while and then made your comeback. It was so courageous.
Look, I gotta go pee, but I'd really like to continue talking about this conversation when I come back.
Everything cool, Derek?
It's great, Viv. Thank you.
Hey, Derek. You rule.
Thanks, Paris. I appreciate that.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Maurice.
Hey,
my man.
You man.
Hey, Derek. Back on top, man.
Thanks, Billy. You rock.
No, you rock. When are you going to drop Magnum on us, buddy?
Not yet. Got to tame the beast before he let it out of its cage.
Hansel barges into him.
Excuse me, brah.
You're excused.
Zoolander confronts him.
And I'm not your brah.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Peace. God bless.
Hey, Hansel. I'm real sorry you didn't get Mugatu's their lead campaign. Maybe next time.
What's that?
Mugatu's their lead campaign. Sorry you didn't book it.
Oh, yeah? I've never even heard of it. Me and my friend's been too busy bathing off the southern coast of St. Bart's with spider monkeys for the past 2 weeks. Tripping on acid changed our whole perspective on shit. So I guess you can dare lick my balls, Capitan.
Billy Zane moves to Zoolander's side.
I can dare lick my own balls, thank you very much.
You think you're too cool for school? But I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
They pout intensely at each other.
What are you trying to get crazy with, I say? Don't you know I'm loco?
Hey, I got a wacky idea. Let's say we settle this on the runway. Han Solo.
Hansel mimics fancy gunplay with his hands.
Stop. Are you challenging me to walk on?
Boo.
Lander.
Don't do this, Derek.
Listen to your friend Billy's aim. He's a cool dude. He's trying to help you out.
Oh, yeah. That's a walk-off challenge, my friend.
Hansel pulls out his push scooter.
10 minutes. Old members only warehouse.
You ought to remember that. You're a dinosaur.
Let's go. Open up.
He wheels out of the club.
I heard some mad stories about this kid, man. He's limber. He's too limber.
Put a cork in it, Zane.
It's a walk-off. It's a walk-off.
This is urgent, man. Do it for me. Derek!
Hey, Matilda.
What is this? Where's everyone going?
Good luck, Derek! Kick your ankles out!
Thanks, Rico. I'll try.
You want to see the real world of male modeling? The one they don't show you in magazines or the E! Channel?
Yeah, I guess. Derek, please. I have something really important to talk to you about.
Not now, Matilda. Pat Sellout is about to have his hand sell ass handed to him on a platter with French fried potatoes.
The thinker. Thought you might want to know. Your boy Zoolander's rolling. It's the walk-off.
A crowd has gathered around a catwalk inside a grimy old warehouse. Zoolander and Hansel are on the stage limbering up as the fevered audience places bets. Zoolander performs some high kicks and Hansel practices his hand movements, finishing with a cat-like roar.
All right, who's going to call this sucker?
If nobody has any objections, I believe I might be of service.
David Bowie.
Now, this will be a strike walk-off. Old school rules. First model walks, second model duplicates, then elaborates. Okay, boys, let's go to work.
Each before beauty, go cheese.
Whatever. Right.
Zoolander leans against a wall and wiggles his backside at the crowd before turning around and unzipping his jacket. He strides down the catwalk, jerking his head left and right, then pulls off his jacket with a spinning move and throws it to the audience. Bowie makes notes as Zoolander hops into his end pose, his left foot slightly forward from his right. He sits down and spits into a bucket.
Play school, baby.
Hansel looks unimpressed as he gets up and struts along the catwalk, then fires a pout at Bowie, who makes another note in his book. Hansel blows a kiss at Zoolander, who squares up to him on the stage. They do identical dances, holding one knee up and swaying it side to side, twisting their feet in and out, performing the robot and leaping with their arms out like a swan taking to flight.
You gotta cut me. I can't see. I'm blind out there.
Vivian.
Hansel screams as his hairdresser cuts his eyelashes. Now they're doing breakdancing moves on the catwalk. They do handstands, then backflips by running up the wall.
Where am I? Where am I?
Kick it, horse.
Going monk. I gotta go monk. Prayer. Prayer. Pray to the Great Spirit.
Hansel appears to be in a trance-like state as he takes to the stage once more. His body begins to shake wildly, and Bowie looks intrigued. Then Hansel shoves his hand into his trousers.
Why is he sticking his hand in his pants?
Hansel convulses.
Do it, Hansel.
To the amazement of Bowie and the crowd, he pulls his underwear out from his trousers in one unripped piece. He throws the Y-front into Zoolander's face.
Yo, Derek, you're not a kid anymore. You can hurt yourself out there.
I can do this, Tyson.
The crowd stares silently at Zoolander as he marches down the catwalk.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Matilda anxiously looks on. Then Zoolander plunges his hand deep into the front of his trousers.
He's going for it.
He jerks his hips left to right, then puts his other hand in for a better grip. His face is contorted with the strain, then he yanks his leopard print underwear up and gives himself a painful wedgie.
Disqualified.
Matilda notices Katinka enter the warehouse.
Derek, come on.
Come on.
What's going on?
I think Katinka wants to kill you.
Good. I deserve to die if I can't even beat Han Suckass at a walk-off.
Derek, that's not true. The guy had to miraculously pull his underwear out of his butt just to beat you.
And all he had to do was turn left.
What do you mean?
I'm not an ambi-turner. It's a problem I had since I was a baby. I can't turn left.
Derek, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who can't turn... I mean, there have got to be some people out there just like you who can't turn left. Hello?
If you want answers, come to St. Adonis Cemetery now.
Wait. Who are you?
Who was that?
I'm not sure. I have to get to St. Adonis Cemetery. Listen, I'm going to take you to my apartment, okay? You can stay there until I get back.
Can I come with? I don't want to be alone tonight.
They pull up to the St. Adonis Cemetery.
Pedro Sciolfa. He died when he was 29.
Another gravestone.
Vin Correjo. Derriere extraordinaire.
It reads, "We will miss you and your muscular buttocks."
92 minus 63. None of them ever made it past 30.
I did.
Who are you?
It's not important.
Are you a ghost?
He called, Derek.
Let's take a walk. You think Zoolander's in trouble? Think again. What you stumbled upon goes way deeper than you could ever fathom. The fashion industry has been behind every major political assassination over the last 200 years. And behind every hit, a card-carrying male model.
Okay, that's impossible.
Oh, yeah? Listen and learn, sweetness. Abe Lincoln wanted to abolish slavery, right? But who do you think made the powdered wigs and colored leg stockings worn by our country's early leaders?
Mugatu.
Slaves, Derek.
Oh.
And without their free labor, prices on such items would have gone up tenfold. So the powers that be hired John Wilkes Booth, the original model slash actor, to do Mr. Lincoln in. I'll go on. Dallas, Texas, 1963. Kennedy just put a trade embargo on Cuba, ostensibly halting the shipment of Cuban-manufactured Sansibel slacks, an incredibly popular item at the time.
Lee Harvey Oswald is not a male model.
Well, you're goddamn right he wasn't, but those two lookers who kept Kennedy from the grassy knoll sure as shit were.
Well, what about you? How do you fit into all this?
Oh, this nation was swept. Oh. I'll get it, man.
He bends to pick up the torch, but can't because his hand's in a glass capsule.
Get over.
Wait a minute.
No.
I know that hand. It was in the fall 1973 Bulova watch catalog. You're J.B. Pruitt. The world's greatest hand model.
Once upon a time. But things change. Thanks to this homemade hyperbaric chamber, my sweet baby never did. Let's keep moving. And that's when I found out I was in line to assassinate Jimmy Carter.
So how'd you manage to escape?
So I'm a hand model, Mama. A finger jockey. We don't think the same way as the face and body boys do. We're a different breed.
So why male models?
Think about it, Derek. Male models were genetically constructed to become assassins. They're in peak physical condition. they can gain entry to the most secure places in the world. And most important of all, models don't think for themselves. They do as they're told.
That is not true.
Yes, it is, Derek.
Okay.
Yeah, think about any photo shoot you've ever been on.
You're a monkey, Derek! You're a monkey, dance monkey, in your little spangly shoes. Mash your cymbals, Simpy!
Dance, Derek, dance!
Good point.
But if this has been going on for so long, Mugatu...
Well, he's just a punk-ass errand boy working for an international syndicate of fashion designers. You do a little background check on your Mr. Mugatu, you'll find that he sold his soul to the devil for a shot at the big time.
But why male models?
They stare at Zoolander.
You serious? I just told you that a moment ago.
Right.
You're a killing machine, Derek. They programmed you.
But I won't do it. I won't kill anybody.
It's not up to you. At the proper moment, they'll trigger you. Usually using some kind of auditory or visual Pavlovian response mechanism.
Audi-what-y?
And when it's over...
What? There's an after party?
Katinka and her cronies fire at them.
You gotta get to Maury Boston's computer. He recorded everything in case they ever turned on him.
Derek, get a grip! Get a grip!
Good luck to you, Derek. I've always been a fan of Blue Steel. And I hear Magnum's gonna blow us all away.
Come on!
Get out of here.
Hang in there, JB.
You freaking idiot!
He breaks the hand capsule as he flees.
Man, that was close. I can't believe Maury's in on it too.
That she-male Katinka is not messing around.
You're telling me? For a second there, I thought someone was going to be reading Arya Googly.
Okay. All right, we need a place to hide. Derek, where's the last place anyone would ever expect to look for you?
I don't know.
Think, okay? This is important.
They nearly hit a bus with a poster of Hansel on the side of it.
Ugh, I hate Hansel. Hansel, Hansel. Everywhere I look, Hansel, Hansel, Hansel.
They turn and share a look. Hansel opens his door to Zoolander and Matilda.
Were you looking for a rematch?
Excuse me, Hansel. I don't really think there's an easy way to put this, so I am just gonna lay it out. Derek has been brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
And?
And we need a place to hide until we figure this whole thing out. Derek said that this would probably be the last place anyone would look for him.
Yeah, you're cool to hide here. But first, me and him gotta straighten some shit out.
Fine.
Why you been acting so messed up towards me?
Why you been acting so messed up towards me?
They stare at the ground like a couple of stroppy children.
Well, you go first.
I don't know, maybe I felt like a little threatened or something, because your career is kind of just blossoming and mine's kind of winding down or whatever.
And I felt like this guy's really hurting me. And it hurt.
And I felt like when you told me to derelict my balls, that really hurt.
Maybe I was scared, man. You're Derek Zoolander. Yeah, you're Derek Zoolander. You know what it's like to be another model and be in Derek Zoolander's shadow? You want to hear something crazy? Your work in the Winter 95 International Mail Catalog. Made me want to be a model. I freaking worship you, man.
I'm sorry I was whack.
I was whack.
I was whack.
They hug. There's a skateboard ramp inside Hansel's apartment.
So welcome to Shea Hansel. You're welcome to hide out here as long as you want.
Well, there isn't much time. The show's tomorrow night. We have to figure out a plan by then.
Let me round up the troops here.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Derek and Matilda. Derek, you know Natani and Chloe?
Hey.
We got Buzzy Sullivan, big wave surfer from Mavericks.
Hey, bro.
Oh, this is this fantastic man, the Little Kings, that I met when I was ice sailing in Finland. That's my Sherpa, Lapsang. Okay, so hey, everybody, listen up for a second. Derek and Matilda are in hiding because some dudes brainwashed Derek to off the Prime Minister of Micronesia.
Malaysia.
Right. So, they're going to be hiding here for a little while. Let's show them a good time.
Right on. Yeah.
All right, come on, over here. Oh, hey, Anhui, will you do me a favor? Will you get some of that tea that me and Lapsang got when we were free climbing the Mayan ruins?
Okay, let go. This is really strong tea.
No, it's just right. Trust me, what with all the intrigue you guys have been dealing with.
You know, Matilda, I'm a little surprised you're so worried about Derek. From that article I read, it seems like you don't really care too much about guys in our line of work.
Why do you hate models, Matilda?
Honestly?
Yes.
I think they're vain, stupid, and incredibly self-centered.
I totally agree with you. But how do you feel about male models?
Oh, sweet.
No, okay, but seriously, Matilda. Is it all right if I call you Matil? What's the dealio, yo? Because you're not telling us the whole story. There's something else, isn't there?
You guys really want to know the truth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm going to tell you the truth. When I was in seventh grade, I was the fat kid in my class.
Ew.
All right, forget it.
No.
Be cool, Zoe. Come on.
I'm sorry. Please, go ahead. My mistake.
I was the one that all the pretty girls used to make fun of. It was an awkward phase. Anyway, every day after school, I would come home and, you know, I'd flip through the pages of my mom's Vogue and Glamour, and I'd look at these women, these perfect, beautiful, just unbelievable skinny women. I couldn't understand why I didn't look like them. I just didn't get it. So I became...
What?
Bulimic.
You can read minds.
Hansel and Zoolander stare at her with wide-eyed wonder.
It's when you throw up after every meal. See, you know what? This is exactly what you models do to people. You make them feel bad about themselves.
Matilda, it's just... What? So what? I throw up after lots of meals.
So do I. It's a great way to lose pounds before a show.
Are you guys insane? Do you understand that it's a disease?
Wow, and how'd that affect you with guys? Do they not want to get busy with you?
Good point.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to sit here with both of you and discuss my sex life or lack thereof.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, you mean like you
haven't really...
You haven't done it
in a while, yeah.
Okay, what's a while? Like 8 days?
More?
Oh, try a couple of years.
Oh, snap! How do you live? How do you live?
Seriously, do you like service yourself 10 times a day?
End of discussion.
Easy.
What?
Okay,
Derek,
hold on.
You know what?
Easy,
I'm not comfortable talking.
Easy. This has been an emotional day for all of us.
Matilda looks annoyed.
I think we should get naked.
What?
Don't ask questions. Just give in to the power of the D.
Zoolander and Hansel's eyes dart from side to side as they clink their glasses together, but Matilda looks confused. Now she's writhing with pleasure as Zoolander and Hansel kiss and caress her body. A man with a tattooed head and one of the Little Kings joins in.
Spinning the spin.
As the room spins, Zoolander pouts, Matilda gasps in pleasure, and Hansel closes his eyes and yelps.
So I'm rappelling down Mount Vesuvius when suddenly I slip. And I start to fall. And I mean, I'm about to die. Hot bread, Zeke. Just falling. I'll never forget the terror. When suddenly I remember, holy shit, Hansel, haven't you been smoking peyote for 6 straight days? And couldn't some of this maybe be in your mind?
And?
It was. I was totally fine. I've never even been to Mount Vesuvius.
Cool story, Hansel.
Thanks, Olaf. Dude, how dope was last night? I mean, the soil room. Dirt was flying. You couldn't see anything. I was like, whoa, who's that? Who's this?
I think I'm falling for Matilda, Hansel.
Dude, I wasn't gonna say anything, but it was like crazy energy flying back and forth between you guys. I was like, whoa, look out.
There was a moment last night when she was sandwiched between the two Finnish dwarves and the Maori tribesmen.
Oh, yeah.
Where I thought, wow, I could really spend the rest of my life with this woman.
Really?
What do you call that?
I think you call that love, Deepo.
Hey.
Hey.
So what time is it?
Almost 5.
What? Hey, guys, that show is in 3 hours. Derek is dead unless we get that evidence. Do you guys...
Whoa, easy. How about a good afternoon, Derek and Hansel? Thanks for the freak fest last night.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Katinka. No, I just had a really late party night last night.
Derek.
Where am I?
Hang up the phone. Now!
Look, I have to go, but I'll see you at 7. Okay, bye.
Derek, I thought I told you to turn off your phone.
Turn off my phone? Turn off my phone?
Yeah.
Earth to Matilda, this phone is as much a part of me as...
You know what? Can we just cut it out with all the Earth twos, please?
We're not actually saying this is the Earth calling you, Matilda.
Yeah, no, I got that. I understand you don't literally mean...
No, I don't think you do. Listen, it's not like we think that we're actually in a control tower trying to reach outer space aliens or something, okay?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, a joke.
Okay, you know what? Instead of doing that, I'm going to try to figure out a way into Maury's before Derek assassinates a world leader.
Wait a minute. I might just have an idea. They'll be looking for us at Maury's, right? But they won't be looking for... not us.
Derek, what are you talking about?
Hansel, do you have a cosmetics case?
Sure. I mean, just for touch-ups or whatever.
What are you gonna do with that?
That'll do. Early in my career, I used to do my own makeup styling and tailoring. If I can create a basic disguise for us, we may just be able to sneak into Maury's undetected.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
At the Balls Models' offices, a middle-aged Asian man and a young black man, pouting the blue steel look, push a cleaning trolley. The Mugatu Derelict Show. A doorway takes the crowds underground.
Welcome to Derelict. Welcome to Derelict. Welcome to Derelict.
Hansel calling Matil. Hansel calling Matil. We have entry. Repeat. We have entry.
Okay, guys, I hear you. Now, once you get the info, I want you to email it to my office. Then I'll download the files, we'll rendezvous and take the information to the police.
We hear you loud and clear.
Listen, Matil, I've been thinking a lot about that bulimia thing, and I want you to know, I understand where you're coming from. I feel really bad that good-looking people like us made you grow up and feel bad about yourself. For serious.
Thanks, Derek. Now hurry up.
Okay. Hey, I finally got the results on the name check you asked for on Jacobin Mugatu. Or should I say Jacob Mugberg?
What?
Yeah, he changed his name when he went into the fashion business. Apparently, the guy was the original guitar synth player for that band Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but he got kicked out before they hit it big with that song Relax. After the Frankie folks gave him the heave-ho, he held the series of odd jobs until, get this, he invented the piano key necktie in 1985.
The guy's been a fashion designer ever since.
Zoolander and Hansel wipe off their makeup.
First obstacle.
They peer at the orange computer.
You ever use one of these? I don't think so.
Watch out! What? Fix that him, Jason. Please, I need Katinka.
He's not here yet, Jacobim.
That little toad face better show up.
He will show.
Good, because I'm a hot little potato right now.
Must be an on button somewhere. Press the apple thing.
Confused, they hit the computer monitor. Hansel taps the keyboard, and then they karate chop the top of the monitor. Zoolander grabs the mouse and peers at it, while Hansel runs his hand over the keyboard. They hit the computer in frustration and yelp like apes. Zoolander leaps onto the desk to bash it and jumps up and down. Hansel picks up an ancient bone.
Hansel! Let's not lose our cool. Then we're no better than the machine. It's almost 7. I gotta go.
No!
Derek, wait. If you go, they'll make you kill that Eurasian dude. I don't care, Hansel. I've never been late for a show in my life. And I don't plan on starting now.
Damn it, you're right.
Do me a favor. If anything happens to me, I want you to give this to Matilda.
No.
Please, Hansel, take it. Please.
Ah, man.
Take it.
His tiny mobile.
Just say, I'll hold on to it till you get back.
Go! Go!
Here live at the Derelict Show, where controversial designer Jacobi Mugatu has extended the olive branch to the Malaysian Prime Minister Hassan, making him the guest of honor at tonight's show. And starring in that show, veteran supermodel Derek Zoolander.
Guys, what's happening? Did you find the files?
Matilda, we got problems. Derek's already left for the show.
No, he can't. We don't even know what the trigger is.
He just went running out of here. I couldn't stop him.
I'll call him on his phone.
He didn't have it.
What?
Yeah, he didn't have it.
What are you talking about? He always has it.
Yeah, he gave it to me.
Did you find the files?
I don't even know what they look. What do they look like?
They're in the computer.
They're in the computer?
Yeah, they're definitely in there. I just don't know how he labeled them.
I got it.
You gotta figure it out. We're running out of time, Hansel. You gotta find them and meet me at the show.
Roger.
In the computer. So simple.
Hey, just cut up a couple of cantaloupe halves with some cottage cheese if you're hungry.
Not the right time, Arch. I need to figure out this trigger before Derek kills the Malaysian Prime Minister.
You just seem a little tense. I was trying to help you relax.
Relax? The last thing I need to do right now is relax. That's it.
Let's go, people, let's go! Vagrants and whores, you're wanted in makeup. Runaways and street hustlers, you're next.
You had us worried, Derek.
Everything's cool. I'm really super psyched for the show.
Good. Just remember, relax.
2 minutes, Derek.
Ah, there he is. I just want to wish you, good luck.
Don't you mean goodbye?
What are you talking?
Zoolander gets up and walks over to him.
I know it was you, Maury. I know it was you. And it breaks my heart.
Derek, I don't know what you're talking.
He glares.
Derek. I'm sorry.
Matilda's at the show and searches the thronging crowd.
Glad you could join us, Kimart. Lucky for you, there is no dress code.
I am vile. You of the wretched masses. I am really, really dirty. I am derelict.
A model transforms a cardboard box into a gown festooned with rubbish. The Malaysian Prime Minister claps. Mugatu and Maury watch another model with a boa made of condoms and a traffic cone bra.
Make me sick to my stomach, Jacko.
It'll all be over soon. Derek Zoolander will be dead.
and you'll be fine. You always are.
Come on, Derek, you're on.
The DJ plays a tune, and Mugatu watches intently as Zoolander walks to the start of the catwalk. He's wearing a long cloak covered in litter with a dustbin-lid halo. His eyes look scared, but his face shows no expression. He flings off the cape to reveal a black and silver fitted and flared jumpsuit. The Prime Minister claps and the cameras flash. The DJ grabs the Relax record.
It's Relax!
I'm fine, I've done this 1,000 times.
The trigger is
Katinka punches Matilda and nods to the DJ. He puts the needle on the record and nods to Mugatu.
Concentrate, derelict. Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
Zoolander looks terrified as he sees the beautiful celebrities watching.
Do as you've been trained to do, and kill the Malaysian Prime Minister!
Zoolander breaks into energetic, fast-moving kung fu moves, spinning and cartwheeling down the catwalk. The Prime Minister laughs, amazed.
Just do it already.
Sitting on the computer, Hansel abseils onto the DJ and punches him.
Divas, I got your back!
What?
Zoolander struts normally.
It's that damn Hansel. He's so hot right now.
Pop and lock and fool! They're breakdance fighting.
The DJ punches Hansel and he knocks the record, starting it again. Zoolander backflips down the catwalk, then Hansel punches the DJ, flipping the other record back on. The DJ breakdances to Hansel and kicks him as he spins on his back. Then Hansel spins on his head, kicking the DJ in the face a number of times, until the DJ kicks him in the groin. Zoolander runs down the catwalk towards the Prime Minister, kicking and doing karate chops as he goes. Hansel comes too and starts to crawl. The Prime Minister looks shocked as Zoolander jumps and lands right in front of him. In slow motion, he leaps over the Prime Minister. As Zoolander lands behind the Prime Minister and places his hands around his head, Hansel pulls the plug out.
Derek Zoolander just tried to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
That's bullshit! Listen up, everyone. Mugatu's a dick. He tried to brainwash Derek to kill the claymation dude. That's a lie! Zoolander snapped because he's over the hill. He knew his career was over and he couldn't face it.
No way, compadre.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are gonna bring you down.
Oh no.
Ah, damn!
The computer smashes into pieces.
Where'd all the files go?
Taking you out.
Go! Huh? Taste my pain, bitch!
He fires his yo-yo and it drags the gun from her hand.
Deal with that!
Matilda knocks her over and grabs the gun.
You don't have the guts, Kmart.
Wanna bet? And by the way, you were wrong about my outfit. It's the Cheryl Ladd collection and I got it at JCPenney. On sale.
She punches her and Katinka licks her lips.
Jigs up, Mugatu!
Everything they're saying is true. I've been in on it for 30 years.
What are you doing, Ballstein?
I'm done, Jocko. I got a prostate the size of a honeydew and a head full of bad memories. It's time to set things straight.
You have no evidence. Hans stupid destroyed everything.
I got two words for you, sugar. Zipdisk. The whole thing is in my den in Long Island. I can have that evidence here in 20 minutes.
Attaboy, Maury.
Hold on a sec. I'm afraid of the radiation.
He uses his mobile hands-free.
Sheila, honey, it's me. Listen, I need you to bring that zip disc in the den down to the fashion show. I don't care what the traffic is like. Take the goddamn service road and get off before the bridge. So put it in one of those Tupperware containers, and I'll heat it up in the microwave when I get home. For Christ's sake, it's a casserole, Sheila! It'll stay!
Shut up! Enough already, Ballstein! Who cares about Derek Zoolander anyway? The man has only one look, for Christ's sake! Blue steel? Ferrari? La Tigra? They're the same face! Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills! I invented the piano key necktie! I invented it! What have you done, Derek? Nothing! You've done nothing! Nothing! And I will be a monkey's uncle if I have you ruin this for me! Because if you can't get the job done, then I will! Die, you wage-hanging scum!
He throws a spiky metal M.
One look! One look! I don't think so!
As the metal M spins through the air in slow motion, Zoolander climbs up in front of the Prime Minister. He gives Mugatu an intense, searing pout, and light shines behind him like a halo.
There it is. Magnum! Holy moly.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Dear God, it's beautiful.
The metal M stops in front of Zoolander. He looks at it, and it drops to the floor. As cameras flash, Zoolander looks confused. In a bar, his dad swells with pride.
That's my kid. That's my son.
Matilda runs to him.
I love that kid. Dumb as a sump, but I love him.
Oh, Derek, you did it! That was amazing!
I know! I turned left!
Yeah, that too, but Derek, you saved the Prime Minister of Malaysia!
Oh, right! Cool!
Thank you, Derek Zoolander, for saving my life.
He says, on behalf of World Fashion, you're welcome, Mr. Prime Rib of Propecia. The Malaysian Prime Minister and Zoolander bow. He sees Matilda, and they hug and kiss passionately as the photographers take pictures. As they turn to them, she has Zoolander's black lipstick smeared over her face.
Hi, I'm former male supermodel Derek Zoolander. And here at the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good and who want to learn to do other stuff good too, we teach students of all ages everything they need to know to learn to be a professional model and a professional human being. Our diverse faculty includes business management teacher and former model agent, Maury Bolstein.
The designer's got your nuts in a vice, offering you 10 million plus 3% of every pair of underwear sold. What are you gonna do?
Screw him! Hold out for more!
That's what I'm talking about!
So join now, because at the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can Read Good and want to learn to do other stuff good too, we teach you that there's more to life than just being really, really, really good looking. Right, kids?
Right!
And cut. That's great, Derek. I think we got it. All right, Mitch. Thanks. All right, everybody, it's a wrap. Hey, Hansel.
Hey, D-Rock. I'm going to take these kids over to George Washington Bridge. Give them a little lesson in base jumping. I'll catch you in the teacher's lounge later on.
All right.
All right, guys. Last one, the helicopter's right next. Let's go!
Yeah!
Hey, Matilda.
There's Daddy.
Hey.
Hi.
How's Derek Jr.?
He's great. Guess what? He made his first look today.
Really?
You want to show Daddy your look, Derek Jr.?
The toddler pouts.
Oh. Wow. Hey, you guys want to hang out for story hour?
Great.
Hey, kids, who wants to hear a story?
They sit by the side of a fountain. It's of three men holding petrol pumps in the air, with water spraying out of the top. The Derek Zoolander Institute building is on the edge of Manhattan overlooking the river and looks like a giant open book on top of the letters D and Z.